at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Hi, it's Christopher Cubby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, my only co-host, Alan Witch is in the house.
Hey. I'm doing fantastic. Chris, how about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I live at the beach, as I always say, and, you know, the sun is shining out here, but it's always shining behind the clouds.
So it is.
It's hard not to enjoy things these days because we've got so much amazing things happening. But, you know, I'm really excited about this show, of course, and I know our guest is an incredible guy and lots of really cool things going on. But the audience, you know, listening in, this is a perfect time to get out your journal, or better yet, if you don't have one, you got to get the Mastery Journal or the Freedom Journal, because I have both. I have both. And they're incredible, and now you probably – I've given it away, you know, who the guest is. But, Alan, let's do this, brother.
Leader of Fire Nation, John Lee Dumas is in the house. Don't need anything more than that. Welcome to Think Bold, Be Bold, John Lee Dumas.
Alan, I am fired up to be here. Christopher, thanks for having me, brother. It's going to be an awesome show, and I just have to say at the beginning – I don't know why, Alan, but it's something about your name. I'm craving a sandwich right now, and that's just how it is. All I have is tea, though.
Yeah.
You want a Cumby Witch? Is that what you're thinking about?
That's the Joel Kong, you know, bacon Cumby Witch with extra bacon, that
that's
is,
right,
for sure.
Extra bacon.
Paying some
that's
homage
a six
to our
sandwich
friend,
right there.
Yeah, our friend Joel, we'll make sure that he definitely listens in on this show. And I'm sure he's listening in all the time because he's such a good friend. But anyway, I have JLD is in the house, and you know, one of the things that, you know, I want to know lately. And by the way, congratulations, 2,000 shows, like
episodes.
Boom!
Nice.
Boom! Well, it's probably a few more than that now, but I know you hit that last Friday.
Just one more. 2001 now.
Nice. Nice.
But you know, to keep things relevant, you know, obviously we're friends and we follow each other, but JLD, you posted something interesting, and I have to ask you, you know, good to great. And, you know, you have a lot of amazing things that have happened. You're involved in a lot of really cool things. So from your words, and we're going to give you the floor, I'd love to know what that really means to you. And again, you know, for our audience, this is a great time because this is when the wisdom bombs come out. So make sure you're writing them down.
Well, as you know, I love the floor, so thank you for giving it to me. Now, you might have to fight me to get it back, but I'm definitely excited to step up. And I think it was 2 days ago, maybe, I posted an Instagram quote, one of my favorite quotes from John D. Rockefeller, which is, sometimes you have to give up the good to get to the great. And there's been a number of times in my life, and specifically in my entrepreneurial career with Entrepreneurs on Fire, that I've done just that. But nothing really more clear than really just the last couple of days. And that's why this is a very timely question for a very timely point in my business, in my life, because for 2,000 days in a row, I've released a podcast, 2,000 daily episodes, interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs, from Tony Robbins, Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, Barbara Corcoran, Damon John, to, you know, hundreds of people you've never heard of but are living their version of an unbelievably successful entrepreneurial lifestyle, location, financial, independent lifestyle. It's been an amazing journey, and I love it. And, you know, one of the things that is important to share, in this story, to really get to the gist of the quote and how it affects me specifically, is the show is such in a systems and automation mode, in a way where 2 days per month, I record those 30 interviews for that month. And then essentially my team takes over and they're off to the races and they do it. And then, it shows up every day, and it's social media and it's this and it's that. And we have sponsors for every single show. You know, as we're talking right now, we're sold out through the beginning of September. Like, we've always, you know, had tons of sponsors wanting to sponsor our show. So that being said, a lot of people are like, you know, John, you must work so hard with a daily show, yada, yada, yada. The answer is really, I work hard, but not just on the daily show. I work hard like doing a lot of things. The daily show is just 2 days a month, and it's really something I enjoy, just having conversations with cool entrepreneurs. So that wasn't a big time suck. That wasn't a big energy or bandwidth suck. And we were making $70,000 every single month with the sponsorships. Because guess what? A daily show, two sponsors per episode, that's 60 sponsorship spots per month. And we're making $70,000 every single month from that, which that number is continuing to go up as our listens go up as well. And so for a long time, you know, you hear about the golden handcuffs in corporate America. You can get the golden handcuffs in the entrepreneurial world too.
Sure.
And I felt them. I was like, you know what? There's some things I would like to do with my show a little different. And there's things I'd like to try and to test. But, you know, because of our commitments with our sponsors and because of the, you know, $70,000 a month that's coming in through sponsorship revenue, which, you know, is just one of our revenue streams, but it made up about, you know, 15 to 25% on any given month of our overall revenue. So it was a big chunk of our monthly revenue that month. And, you know, I was just saying, but, you know, what else could I do if I didn't have this? And that kind of gave me the idea of really changing the show up. And this, you know, idea started like 6 months ago. So this wasn't anything quickly, but I said, you know, what if I started doing real deep dive audio masterclasses, where I would just have the guests come on, one guest per week, and they would give a deep dive audio masterclass on the area that they're an expert in, whatever that topic might be. They would give the audio masterclass, so that for all time now, my listeners can go back and just know that after episode 2000, boom, that is the audio masterclass on SEO, on Facebook, on offers, on courses, whatever it might be. That's an audio masterclass. And then on Thursdays, guess what? It can just be me on the mic. I can just have a mic and I can just talk, and it can just be me, and I can go on a rant or answer somebody's question or do this or do that. So I was kind of saying, like, what would that look like to just go from a 7 day a week show to twice a week, Monday's long form interview, Thursday's variety, whatever I feel like doing. And it just felt great.
We'd miss
great.
You,
like,
though. We'd miss you.
Yeah.
Miss but you every day.
let's hold on to that, because that's an interesting thing as well. So, again, 6 months ago, we made the decision, because this is going to be a long process, because, again, we have sponsor contracts that we have to honor, all these things. Right. But I just felt like episode 2000 was the right number, going out with a bang on the daily side of things at episode 2000. Making the transition to a twice per week show. We did it on Friday the 13th, which actually, that wasn't planned. That just happened. But episode 2000 happened to be Friday the 13th. And that was our last daily show. So Saturday morning, I woke up for the first time in 5.5 years with no Entrepreneur on Fire podcast live, which is really strange. But now, what does this all tie back into with your question? Entrepreneurs on Fire has been really, really good for a really, really long time. But I'm ready to make it great. I'm ready to make the interviews great. I'm ready to challenge myself as a host once again and become great and do all these different things. And I couldn't do it in that same box that I had Entrepreneurs on Fire in, that made us to the show that we are, you know, that brought us to a seven-figure-a-year business.
Makes sense.
And so that was me giving up the good to go for the greats. And that was me transitioning from a daily show that was just like, you know, somebody handing me a suitcase of $70,000 every single month and saying, you know what, keep that suitcase. I'm going to try something that might not work. And that's what we're doing now. And, you know, we're excited about it. And it might work.
I like the pivot and I like the risk.
Well, I mean, you know, you're very you've got a great following, and I think people will transition into that. And I think you are going to provide some really great, deep stuff. But, you know, let's just address, in order to grow, we have to change. We have to go through some pain, you know, pain of letting go of what you've done has been successful. But, you know, I think it's going to do really well, and I love the concept. You know, obviously it's my opinion, but I think, you know, most people will, you know, look at that and say, you know what, that's good. Let's go deep dive.
Numbers don't lie. So have me back on the show in 6 months to a year, right, and we'll talk numbers.
We'd love Absolutely. To. You got to it before I was actually going to say, because I didn't know you were going to talk about this, but I said, hey, why don't you just come on every 1,000 shows? And but that'll be way out if it's twice a week now.
Oh, 1,000 shows going twice a week. Yeah, that's going to be like a couple decades.
Yeah, for sure. So we won't wait for that, but definitely we'd love to have you back on and talk about that. Alan.
But real quick, because you did bring up the point, you know, because there are some people that said, well, I'm, you know, you're part of my morning routine, X number of episodes, X number of years. And I really do like understand and respect that, because I'm a big routine person as well. So I have my routines, and you know, we don't like change and all this stuff. So, you know, I knew there was going to be some disappointed people. I knew there was going to be some kickback. But on that note, you know, I did actually launch simultaneously a daily show, a daily podcast. Okay. Uh-huh. But it's a very different type of show. Right. So, you know, the show is called The Daily Refresh. And it's a 3-minute daily podcast with a quote to inspire the mind, gratitude to warm the soul, and guided breathing to energize the body. So it's 3 minutes long every single day, 7-day-a-week show, 365 per year. My goal is to get this show into people's lives, into their daily routines. I want them to listen as I share a quote, like the one I just talked about with the going from good to great, doing some gratitude. So we start our day off being grateful for something unique, you know, not your kids, not your wife, not your husband. Like, right. We get it. You're grateful for them. We know it. But what's something unique that you're grateful for? Like, stretch yourself there. It'll do wonders for you. And then guided breathing. You know, we're all shallow, not healthy breathers. But if we can train ourselves to really start belly breathing and deep breathing through the nose, then we can really start to, you know, get some of that life-giving, energy-giving oxygen to our body, to our brain, which is so critical. So doing those three things in 3 minutes every single day is going to vastly improve your life. It's going to vastly improve your morning routine. And again, my goal, because I see the future, just like I saw, I mean, I don't really see the future, but I can, you know, see the future. Just like I saw with podcasting was going to blow up, I know that Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing is going to absolutely take off. And this show is customized specifically to become a flash briefing in your Alexa. So when you walk into your bathroom, if you don't have an Alexa now, you know, in your bathroom, that's because, frankly, you're just not cutting edge enough. But if you do, like me, and you and like everybody else will in 2 year time, you're going to say, Alexa, flash briefing, and it's going to give you the weather, your to-do list. This is as you're brushing your teeth, as you're in the shower, and hopefully it's going to give you the daily refresh.
I like the daily refresh. And is this something that, you know, from a traditional way you've been doing your shows in studio type environment, is this something you're going to be on the go, you know, recording in a different way? Because, like, you're doing it every day in 3 minutes. Is it, you know, you travel, obviously, you're going to be different places. So can you give us some insight on
Well, in true JLD fashion, I've created a system for this where it takes me 2 hours to produce 30 episodes. So I am going to be taking a 6-hour time block once every 3 months and doing 90 shows in that one day. So I'll be doing 90 shows in one day. And like, if you listen to the show, like, and you kind of know audio and stuff, you can hear where the beginning's the same, the guided breathing and the outro is the same. The only thing that I come in and do is just the quote and the unique piece of gratitude. Those are the two things that I slice in, and then boom, shows exported, and then my team takes it and does the rest.
Love it. Alan, let's. By the way, audience, you know.
Yeah, I think Alan was on mute or something because he was trying to talk.
Yeah, fairly busy and a lot going on. So definitely, you know, we respect his time, but we, you know, definitely want to know what Alan has to say.
See, I think this he's typing. I think it's an audience thing.
Yeah, this is beautiful. All right, so it's my show and JLD today.
What?
There we go. So we're not going to keep everybody hanging. And we certainly want to have you back on the show. So we're going to respect your time. And we really appreciate you coming in and giving everybody certainly some insight on what's going on. And almost like we're the first to know in a lot of ways because this just happened. This just, you had 2,000 shows. I know you did something awesome with the new show with Lisa Sasevich, whom I love and is amazing. So make sure you go check that out, folks. You can go, obviously, to eofire.com. That's where you'll be able to get JLD, and you can just pretty much Google JLD, and you'll see them all over the place. So it's not hard to find.
You can Google JLD.
That's for sure. So on that note, John Lee Dumas, thank you so much. You know, appreciate your time, and you know, we'd love to have you back on the show. So we'll be connected, my friend. And by the way, everybody, you know, I always talk about journaling. It's one of the things that I've done a long time in my life. But if you haven't picked up, you know, the Freedom Journal or the Mastery Journal, or in this case, both, then I think it's very important that you you go do that. Because first of all, to JLD's point, structure is really important. And if you really want to get some things moving in your life, then you got to create some really good habits. And I believe journaling allows you to go inside. It allows you to express yourself. And I always say this is like the magic wand in life. And if you use it, good things can happen if you write them out. So I definitely, you know, thank you, JLD,
well,
for
thank
coming
you.
On the show.
I appreciate it. And like you said, eofire.com is where all the magic happens. You can learn more about the Freedom Journal, the Mastery Journal. Those do definitely marry each other as well to use them simultaneously. I created a nice little tutorial, freedomplusmastery.com. So you can check that out on how I use those journals together. But it was great hanging out with both you guys today, and I look forward to our next time hanging out in person.
Thanks, John.
Alan's there he is.
I have this bad internet. I'm watching the lights on the router go up and down, up and down. I'm going. So, all good stuff.
Before JLD goes, you know, our famous question, I think it's appropriate, and I think he'll leave us with a value bomb for sure. So why don't we?
Let me throw that out there. I got to have a little input here. I'm feeling a little left out, my own bad. hey, John, when, you know, we always like to leave the audience with one really good key thing they can do right now. And you've said a bunch of things already, and this could be redundant. That's totally cool. But what would you leave the audience with, something that they can implement right now today, even before they get off this podcast, if they're listening live, to be able to really excel or even find that slight edge or move forward a little bit more today than yesterday?
If you're not winning right now at the level that you want to be winning at or you think you should be winning at, it's because you're not doing the things that most people aren't willing to do. And one of those things is engage one-on-one with people in your audience. You have to reach out via Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and just say, if you listen to my content, if you consume my content, I am looking to speak with you one-on-one. Schedule 10 of those phone conversations today. You know, jump on at least 5 of them. Ask them, how'd you find out about me? So you can start to understand where people are finding out about you. Ask them what they like, what they don't like. And then, of course, always end with, what is your biggest struggle right now? And you'll learn some amazing insights about your best potential audience members, your best potential customers, clients, whatever they might turn into, right from the horse's mouth. There's nothing better. People, 99% of people that are listening to this won't do it because you're scared to do it, because you're too lazy to do it. But the 1% of people that do win on an incredibly high level. It's unbelievable.
Darn shooting good advice right there, I'll tell you. I haven't done that. I used to do that when I was in architecture, but I haven't done it for quite a while. So I'll be a definite student. Thank you, sir.
All right. Appreciate good luck, guys.
Appreciate
All right,
it.
Thank you, JLD. Have a great day, everyone. And, of course, you can find us on, and this will be featured on C-Suite Radio, Automatic, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and, of course, all over social media. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you all soon. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.